The world in which we live is the battleground of the church. I believe that we are now living at the end of Christendom. It is the end of Christendom, but not the end of Christianity. What is Christendom? Christendom is the political, economic, moral, social, and legal life of a nation as inspired by the gospel ethic. That's finished. Abortion, the breakdown of the family life, dishonesty, even the natural virtues upon which the supernatural virtues were based are being discredited. Christianity is not at the end, but we are at the end of Christendom. And I believe that the sooner we wake up to this fact, the sooner we will be able to solve many of our problems. Those words were spoken by Bishop Fulton J. Sheen in the 1960s. Let's face it. The Christian monopoly on politics, worldviews, government, and society is over, or at least on life support. Our country is no longer rooted in Christendom. We're moving quickly toward a national secularism, where the Judeo-Christian ethic and especially Christianity has become a personal hobby. As we celebrate Independence Day, we sing, "God shed his grace on thee." We recall the words of the Declaration of Independence that we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights. We read the words, "In God we trust," on our currency. And every politician will end his 4th of July speech with "God bless America." But what is the reality? We have removed prayer from our schools, the cross and the Lord's Prayer from public buildings. And we debate removing "Under God" from our Pledge of Allegiance. We have a nation where choice trumps human life, where marriage is defined by popular vote, and religious institutions are forced by law to pay for things that go against their personal morality. Bishop Sheen's prophetic comments were made over 50 years ago. And in that half century, we have seen an acceleration of the decline of Christendom in favor of secular humanism. And as he offers, we must wake up to that fact if we are to move forward and solve many of the problems we face. For much of history, Christians were always strangers in this world, operating and even flourishing in societies where Christians were a minority. How do we live our lives in this secular society? St. Paul, in his letter to Titus, gives us the formula. Remind them to be under the control of magistrates and authorities, to be obedient, to be open to every good enterprise. They are to slander no one, to be peaceable, considerate, exercising all graciousness towards everyone. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, deluded slaves to various desires and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful ourselves, and hating one another. Christians should be good citizens, obeying the law and peacefully seeking to change those things that are contrary to the teachings of Jesus. Christians should be good neighbors, peaceful, considerate, and gracious to everyone. We should never slander anyone. Christians should devote themselves to good work, feeding the hungry, helping the homeless, and other charitable causes. And we need to work within the system to seek the changes that are consistent with our beliefs. But as Paul warns Titus, we can't be hateful of one another, remembering that we too were foolish, disobedient, deluded once ourselves. Yes, Christendom may be on the decline, but Christianity will still flourish by the example of those who choose to believe and lead by our imitation of Jesus. Faith may be a choice. Some people believe, some don't, and some are still trying to decide. As for me, I'll continue to follow Jesus and to do my part to be a good citizen, and I will continue to pray for this great country. God bless America. This is Tony Agnese.